All right, hello and welcome to what is episode 2 of Championship Drill, given the first part was in two halves, really. Joined again by Jerry and Phil. How are you doing?
Good.
Very good.
Excellent, excellent. Things are getting exciting. Have the Friday night kickoff today. Coming up.
Yeah, it's amazing how quick it comes. Like, it feels like yesterday I ended.
Yeah. And as we go through teams as well, a lot of the championship teams, a lot of mixed results for them in the League Cup, in the first round of the League Cup, in the different zones. Some did well, some not quite so well in the League Cup. But we'll go through that when we're going through the matches. So today we'll be going through the games. We'll be having a few predictions on what we think will happen in the games and that kind of a thing. It's going to be really strange, isn't it? I was watching the Brentford game earlier, their first game in the new stadium. No fans there. It's going to be really strange for the clubs. And I know they're talking about possibly October.
And even then, it'll be like 10%, won't it? Or 15% or something.
Yeah, it's something along them lines, 10 or 15%. It's going to be a really, really strange one. A weird start to the season, too, in that we had rounds of international fixtures before the league kicks off. So the championship teams are missing all their international players for the League Cup games. They haven't had a chance to work with them. Some of them probably won't come back till tomorrow or even Wednesday.
Yeah.
So it's going to be it's kind of a strange time. They really should have possibly pushed the internationals back a little. But
they should have waited till October for the first round.
Like I know we have the playoffs coming up next month for the Euro Championship. So
yeah,
we'll wait and see. They could have moved the international games though, surely.
Yeah.
So then, did you get a chance to catch any of the goals, highlights, matches of the League Cup games?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, I watched a small one. I caught up a small one on Sky Sports News last night. Yeah. As always, Steve does absolute crackers. When you watch games like that, you see Phil has done in League 2, looking to mush a League 1 team. There were some great goals. Some Irish lads done very well last night too, which is great.
There was. Yeah. And it's great. It's great too, seeing names when you're going down the divisions, especially. Of guys that were playing in the Premier League about 10 years ago, and they're still going about 37, 38 now. It's always fun. So I suppose we'll just crack on. We'll go through the games in order to talk a bit about the clubs as we're doing that, and get a few predictions on how we think the results are going to go. So it's a big one to kick off the season, really. Watford, Middlesbrough.
Cracker.
That was the Premier League game a few years back.
Yeah. So we saw, I suppose, with Watford, Decore left, as we kind of knew he would.
Yeah.
Glenn Murray comes in, a lot of experience there. And they're trying to sign Grimes from Swansea. I don't know if they'll get that done soon or not, but I think Swansea want about 10 million for him. Watford probably want to pay less. Watford, I don't think we're matching the League Cup. As for Middlesbrough, they beat Shrewsbury 4-3 in the Cup. Fletcher with 2 goals in that one. Warnock still wants to bring in. They scored 4 goals, but he still wants to bring in a couple of strikers. And they're weird strikers. Zahore, who's at West Brom. Warnock had him at Cardiff when he was at Cardiff. And one of the most unpredictable players of all time, Yaya Sanogo, who's available on a free transfer. He doesn't even know what he's going to do next. So how do defenders have a hope?
Yeah. High quality.
So a possibility of those guys coming into those clubs. But what a game to kick off.
Yeah.
It's
very hard to predict that one.
I would put this on the accumulator, first of all. This could be on the accumulator. So
it really could. I actually think that it might be a draw, to be honest.
The first game of the championship, though, it's often is a draw. I wouldn't be surprised to see goals in the game, though, just because... You know, the players haven't played in a while. They'll tire at the end. It should be an interesting one to start off. It's a tough one to predict for this, but we're going to have to do. We're going to have to go with a few predictions.
I'm going to be bold. I'm going to say Borough
4-0. 4-0, Borough.
Yeah.
I reckon 2-2.
2-2. 2-2 for Phil. So I suppose to make sure one of us is right, I should probably go for Watford. So I'll go for a Murray last minute winner.
Murray!
And a 2-1 Watford win.
I like it.
So that's the first game, and then Saturday the games kick off. The rest of the other teams, all 24 championship teams, playing the first weekend. They don't have a midweek game then, as such. They're break then for the league until the following weekend again, which is a bit unusual again at the start of the season. Birmingham City against Brentford. Birmingham still need a new few players in, probably. They've been linked with Chelsea defender Jake Clark-Slater, possibly on loan, or they might try and sign him. Prieto seems to be their only senior goalkeeper at the club at the moment, so they probably need to bring in another goalkeeper. They had a bit of a disaster yesterday when they lost to Cambridge in the cup.
Yeah. That was unexpected.
It was a bit unexpected.
Yeah.
And then they're playing Brentford, who of course had the first game new stadium today, when they beat Wickham on penalties. Ivan Toney comes in, 26 goals last season in League One.
Yeah.
If he hits the ground going, he'll do really good.
Yeah, Christian Norgaard signed a new deal, 4 years, big for them.
Huge, yeah.
Wouldn't it be really steep to say Darren Horgan was actually in that Wickham team?
He scored today, scored a great goal for Wickham, came off the bench, and
that's
took a great penalty.
Yeah,
he played very well when he came off the bench for Wickham today. He got a great goal, took his penalty very well in the shootout as well.
Yeah.
So that's positives for Wickham today. But as for Brentford, Mads Rorslev got injured playing for Denmark, the under-21s. They reckon he could be out a long, long time. He could be out for about 2 months. So he might need to bring in cover as fullback, you know, on loan even for, you know, 6 month loan deal or something. Cover that.
Yeah.
The manager was asked before the game today about Barama and Watkins, and neither of them were in the squad. And he said he was talking to people about it yesterday as well. And it seems like both of those are going to leave in the transfer window, whether it's soon or nearer the end of the window, that's
still
up for debate. But they're going to be two big losses for that Brentford team.
Huge. Ali Watkins.
And
I reckon he'll go to like Villa.
Yeah, and that's a lot of pressure. Isn't
that new
stadium,
the Jinx. We've seen all the teams that get new stadiums, and it's Jinx.
Yeah.
The Jinx is a team.
Yeah, it does. But
Like
we were saying there, Jerry, Ivan Toney comes in, 26 goals last season. Watkins cleared the air in the championship. If Watkins goes, that's a lot of pressure on him stepping up.
Yeah. Huge.
But a chance for him to become kind of a hero there at Brentford as well. And when the fans come back in, stadium looks great. And they did a wonderful job with the new stadium.
And it's a long time coming.
It was a long time coming. And I suppose you have to say the owner's back in the club, basically, you know, building a new stadium, signing players. They've kind of kicked on a bit in the last few years. Now, I will say, watching the game today, they looked very dangerous going forward. And Wickham had a full-strength squad because they don't have any international players. Brentford were missing 9 of their players, as well as Watkins and Benrahma, because they have a lot of internationals. So, you know, I know they scraped through on penalties, but they looked very good for what they
had. I remember episode 1 we spoke about Brentford. They're a fantastic club. Very unlucky not to be in the Premier League. Like, they're definitely hot favourites ahead of this new season. And I think
they have to be, yeah.
It'll take a lot to beat Brentford, a lot.
It'll be a tough one. Away to Birmingham, the first game of the season. Birmingham didn't look good in their game yesterday against Cambridge
United. They looked really poor.
Is it across the board an away win for the start of the season here?
I'd like to think so, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, I'd say 3-0 to Brentford in this one.
I'd say 2-1.
2-1?
I'd say
3-1.
3-1. Yeah.
So there we go. So that's probably good news for Birmingham City fans. We all went for Brentford. The next game up on Saturday is going to be Wickham Wanderers, Rotherham United. We were just talking there about Daryl Horgan coming in. They also brought in Ryan Tavazilli, the goalkeeper, and the young goalkeeper at that. He was part of the England under-17 World Cup squad. So he comes in as well to Wickham. And Daryl Horgan didn't start the game today. I suppose he's only at the club for the last few days.
Yeah.
So he's coming in now. And he looked very, very good coming off the bench.
Great signing.
Very well. Of course, we know him from playing League of Ireland. We know him from playing for Ireland. We know him from playing for Cork City.
Yeah.
Bags of talent.
Yeah. Steve, that's a great move for Daryl. I'm so, like, he was in Scotland for a while. Obviously, he was at Preston. I think he He ended up somewhere else. I think it was Hibs.
He came in from Hibs, yeah.
That's a great move. Like, I have this obsession with Wickham. They're a great club. Like, they've been League Two. I remember Stephen O'Halloran, a Cork lad, went on loan to him in the FA Cup. Played an absolute blinder against Chelsea when Chelsea were, you know, the best Chelsea team we've ever seen.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy a Wickham jersey this year because I think they're a club that find the odd.
I can find one.
I think great move for Darren Horgan. You know, he's got a good agent there to get him that move.
It is. And what a start. Mm. Like, to come off the bench and score a goal in your debut. And he took, like, there isn't a keeper in the world would have saved the penalty that he took. Oh. He just blasted it into the top corner. Keeper the wrong way. Great signing for Wickham.
Yeah.
So they're up against Rotherham, who again, and Victor Johansson joined. He left Leicester City, so he's in the free. They're bringing back, and well, they're hopeful of bringing back, then Barlaser from Newcastle. He was on loan with them last term. They lost to Salford in the League Cup.
Interesting.
You know, which was kind of, they didn't play very well, Rotherham, I suppose, in some ways. Salford did okay. Rotherham equalised 6 minutes into stoppage time. So you think they'd be on a high after, like, deep into stoppage time equaliser, but they then lost on penalties. So they were out of the League Cup. And just talking about the League Cup, it's a strange one this year. The winners of the League Cup don't go into the Europa League anymore. They go into the new European competition, the European Conference League or whatever it is.
Europa League,
which is going to be, it's going to be the third tier of European football.
It's great.
It's a good thing for the smaller clubs across Europe. They'll probably have more of a chance to go further in Europe, play more games in Europe.
Yeah.
They're knocking confidence off a team, though. Oh, you're in that Europa League team.
It won't be good for whatever Premier League team ends up in there.
They should call it the Milk Cup.
It's like, remember the old Anglo-Italian Cup between the Championship and Serie B sides? Bring something like that back. But in terms of the League Cup, is it a distraction for the Championship sides? Like, if you think about it, Swansea won the League Cup kind of out of nowhere a while back. And since then, the winners have been like Man United, Man City, Chelsea. It's tough for a Championship team to win the League Cup.
Like, what year was that?
Already playing 40. Oh, I can't remember. That's going back a bit. I'd say that they won it.
Because I remember Birmingham. I remember Birmingham won it in like 2013.
They did. And Swansea won it after.
They beat Arsenal.
They did Arsenal. Yeah. And I mean, if they're building statues and retiring numbers for the players. You know, Bellingham leaving Birmingham City that time, they could probably do one for Almunia. Was it on goal that day for Arsenal?
Yeah.
they should probably. But just going back to that, the League Cup, though, when you're playing 46 league games, you're going to play probably a couple of FA Cup games as well, maybe. Is the League Cup, it's good for them, I suppose, when they go to a Premier League ground and they all probably like that. But for the Championship teams especially, it must be almost... You know, they don't care too much, I don't think, really, do they? But they're not.
I don't think they care as much as they did 5 years ago.
Yeah. They have nightmares. As you say, Championship teams, it's the most grueling league in the world, probably. Like, you could put West Ham, you could put Fulham, you could put, like, you know, the second half of the Premier League teams into the Championship. They wouldn't win it. It's grueling.
It's tough. And like you say, in the Premier League, you might need 3-4 strikers going into a season. Championship, they're talking you might need 5 or 6. It's because of the sheer amount of games you're playing.
Yeah.
And it's tough. So, put that aside, Daryl Horgan's great debut, Rotherham going out of the cup, Wickham obviously out of the cup as well. So, two teams that lost on penalties this week in the cup. So, Wickham at home to Rotherham United. Good one for them both to start with, I suppose. They're both fancy. Their chances there. Who do we see winning that one?
I actually think Wickham will get off to a good start.
Wickham off to a good start, yeah?
Yeah.
Wickham 3, Rotherham 4, Rotherham 2, and Ogunbeni will score 2 goals for Rotherham.
There you go. That'd be nice from an Irish point of view, wouldn't it?
Yes.
What about yourself, Phil, on that one?
1-0 to Wickham.
1-0 to Wickham. Whoa. I suppose.
I reckon one of the defenders will score as well.
One defender score. Wickham, of course, had players sent off as well today, which didn't help their cause. So if we were to go with that, who will I go with? I'm going to go for a high score draw from the two teams coming up. So 3-3, 3-all. A 3-all draw on that one.
Bring on the highlight.
Don't ever back my ones if you fancy, you know, 20 pence or 20 cent on an accumulator. Don't
bring them on. Bring on the accumulators.
Yeah. Wow. The next one, Barnsley. Two teams that struggled last season, I suppose. Barnsley against Luton. Chance for one of them to get off to a good start, I suppose.
That game shouldn't even be on the list.
Yeah. Barnsley are talking about the manager thing. He's hopeful they're going to keep Bowen at the club. Cowley Woodrow, who scored. League Cup Jacob Brown, Connor Chaplin. So they're trying to bring in Ben Whiteman from Doncaster. But the manager said kind of keeping hold of players for Barnsley is more important than bringing players in.
Yeah,
a good win, 1-0. They beat Forest, not Forest out of the Cup. And when the players are talking about,
that was a great win.
Are they going to be able to keep a hold of some of those names?
No. I definitely think that, like, they'll stay off if they can keep all their players.
Yeah, it's got to be a priority for them.
Definitely. 100%.
Yeah, they're going to struggle if they lose some of those players. James Bree was on loan from Villa last season. He comes in permanently this week. Tom Lockyer from Charlton. And Norrington Davis, left-back, comes in from Sheffield United into Luton as well. He was at Rochdale last season. Big, strong player. And they had a great win. James Collins, hat-trick. They knocked Norwich out of the Cup.
Yeah.
That was really, really surprising.
So, Collins is going to be full of confidence now going into the league game there against Barnsley. But it's, I suppose, two teams have struggled. It's a great chance for one of them to get off to a good early start. And I think we were talking last year, Luton coming out of relegation, the way they kind of fought their way out of it and everything. They're going to be on a high.
Yeah.
So how do we see that one going?
I think it'll be a draw.
Yeah? Are you going with score, goals, 0-0,
8-0? 0-0, actually.
0-0?
Okay. Yeah.
2-0 to Luton.
2-0 to Luton. Yeah, I think an away win here as well. I think maybe the odd goal in 3. 2-1 to Luton Town on that one.
Yeah.
We're predicting a lot of goals. It's going to be an exciting weekend. Except for Phil, with his 0-0 draws. Bournemouth and Blackburn Rovers is another cracker of a tie, really, I suppose. Bournemouth, I suppose, we saw there they've accepted a bid. Callum Wilson, 20 million today from Newcastle.
Yeah.
If King goes as well, they're really going to have to bring in a striker.
Yeah.
I just don't know who they could get, because most championship teams won't sell to their rivals.
It's Dwight Gayle.
Dwight Gayle.
He's injured, Dwight Gayle. Dwight Gayle is 4 months. So, but maybe when he's coming back from injury, they might try and get someone like that in on loan. Mark Hughes, 9 years at Bournemouth before he left, is training with the club at the moment. He's 33 now. Any chance they keep a hold of him?
Yeah, I think they could very easily bring him back.
Jordan Archer as well is training with them at the moment. But they're really going to need a striker if they lose the two of them. I know they have Solanke still. And good chance for him, I suppose, if King goes and Wilson goes. A good chance for him to prove himself.
Yeah,
that Liverpool connection, so he's world class.
but I suppose you'll have obviously he can't play, you know, 50 odd games for them, so they are going to have to bring in somebody else as well to help them out. But he had a good end to last season, didn't he?
He started to get one or two goals. Yeah,
so in the championship this year, maybe a good season for him. And you know, the pressure will be on him if Wilson is going to go. I suppose they've accepted the bid.
Yeah.
He'll go to Newcastle, although not never seems to go smoothly for Newcastle at the moment. So who knows, that deal could fall apart as well. And King, it looks like he's going to go as well, possibly over to Italy to play for a club in Italy.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's going to be trouble for Bournemouth. They lose the two of them, don't bring anyone in. Blackburn Rovers had a tough game against Doncaster, but they ultimately went through. 3-2. No news really in or out transfers for Blackburn at the moment. They're looking for a few deals, but nothing kind of solid in the works, either in or outs at the moment. Always tough when you've come down, because the expectation is that you can bounce back up straight away, which isn't always there. New manager at Bournemouth as well. Blackburn Rovers used to the division. A tough start for Bournemouth, I suppose, really, in some ways.
Very hard.
Expecting them to get the victory here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bournemouth win, yeah. Do we have a score prediction on this one?
2-1.
2-1? 2-1 Bournemouth. I fancy this to be a 1-1 draw. I don't know why. I have no reasons for it beyond that I just think that's what's going to happen.
It's going to be a very close game.
It is a tough one for them because Blackburn aren't a bad side, you know. And it is going to take them a little bit of getting used to the division, I suppose.
Yeah.
Another game that I think is going to be a cracker, Bristol City against Coventry City. Bristol have sent a few players, Smith and Edwards, out loan. This week, though, a big loss for them. Margaret Dodds, who supported the club since 1970, she saw her first game. She's watched them play in all four divisions.
Yeah.
She passed away. She was 103, a good age. So,
you
know, they have somebody looking down over them now as well from up above. So you never know what might happen there. Chris Martin has come in.
Yeah, he's a good signing.
And their owner, Stephen Lansdowne, I was listening to an interview with him during the week, and he was talking to, I think it was actually the Bristol City podcast, their fan kind of TV, the Bristol City TV there. And he owns three clubs. He owns the Bristol Bears, the Rugby Club, and the Bristol Flyers as well as Bristol City. And there's been a lot of talk from Bristol City fans that he seems to be putting more effort into the rugby team than he is the football team. And he was kind of on talking about, oh, that's not really the case. And he was talking about, you know, he invested money in the new stadium, 15 million on a new training ground. But they're not seeing the players really coming in.
Yeah.
You know, like we said, Chris Martin has come in. Alfie Mawson, it seems, is going to come in. Do you remember Alfie Mawson was going to be the next big thing in football?
Yeah. I remember it.
Coming in on loan. Yeah, 20 million. He went from Swansea to Fulham.
Yeah.
Devastated by injuries since then. I mean, he's kind of fallen off face of the earth. So a good chance for him to come in. A solid 2-0 win over Exeter in the League Cup. I suppose we were watching the Ireland game. Were you watching the Ireland game before we came on the
Yeah,
bed?
Yeah.
Callum O'Dowda and Luke came off with an injury.
Yeah.
It, you know, looks okay, but it's a muscle injury. So can't imagine he's going to be fit for the game at the weekend. But you never know.
No, I don't think so.
And then we move on to Coventry City, who they're up against. Ben Sheaf comes in on loan from Arsenal. He did well at Doncaster last season. Good midfielder. Chance for them to buy him if it works well. There is an option to buy at the end of the season for £750,000, I think. They beat MK Dons in the Cup. Tyler Walker got the goal. You know, Drysdale got sent off pretty early on. So they played a lot of that game, 20, 27, 28 minutes, something like that. Drysdale got sent off. So a good win for them, considering they were 10 men for...
A great confidence booster now going into this there.
You know, so, yeah, they lose. Well, the League Cup side is part of the league, so the suspension does carry over into the league. So he will be missing for the opening game of the season. But, you know, it's always good, isn't it, when your new signings come in and score a goal straight away?
Oh, yeah. A great confidence booster for the whole team.
So this, I think this has the making of a cracking match. Coventry full of confidence coming up. Bristol City as well, like, hopefully getting off to a good start. They need a good start, really, don't they, Bristol? If they're going to push for a playoff place, they have to start well.
Yeah.
So how do we see this one going, Bristol City, Coventry?
A home win.
A home win?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Coventry are going to win.
Coventry 2-0. Win? How much?
2-0.
2-0 Coventry.
Yeah.
I'm going to say
2-0
to Bristol City.
2-0 to Bristol City. You're not leaving me much options. I'll have to, I'll go down the middle and go with you both and say 2-2 draw. I'm going mad for score draws here. If anyone's doing the pools. this is a game that's going to be an interesting one. The next one up. Cardiff City against Sheffield Wednesday. Again, this week, the manager Harris had said it's going to be loans or free transfers if anyone comes in. But he is hopeful of adding somebody. They got absolutely hammered by Northampton in the League Cup.
Yeah, that was a really, really... I was not expecting 3-0.
No, it wasn't a good performance from Cardiff. Wednesday, Elias, what is it, Kachunga comes in for free after leaving Huddersfield.
Yeah.
You know, didn't exactly set the world on fire. Up front, he scored 3 goals in 37 appearances last season.
You need all the help they can get, though, with their minus 12.
They've lost, like we went through in the last episode, a lot of senior players.
Yeah.
But bringing in a guy who's only got 3 goals last season doesn't inspire a lot of confidence, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
You know.
I still think they're going to finish last.
They might do. You know, they've lost so much experience, like we said. They did go through in the League Cup, so they were in the draw. They drew nil all with Walsall, though, and had to go through on penalties. They're going to struggle to score goals this season, really, aren't they?
Yeah, big time.
So they're going to have to try and get someone in again, but do they have the money to bring people in is going to be the question. And
I don't think so.
When you look at it...
And also, they're very negative at the moment. They've got a very toxic vibe.
And that's hard. That's hard to get away from as well, isn't it, Jerry? When there's a bad vibe around the club.
Yeah. Nobody wants to go there, and just like it's just bad environment.
Yeah. It's poison. I think they're going to be doomed. I think the more I look into it since episode one, I was obviously looking at statistics and look at forms of clubs and stuff. And yeah, there is a lot of bad blood there at the moment. I always kind of wonder, the way the Irish league is so strong. Like, why don't they try and raid Dundalk for one or two players on loan? You know,
something.
There's guys in the Irish league scoring 20 goals a season. Why not take a chance? Why bring in a guy that's got 3 goals? You know what I mean? It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. I mean, if they can do that. But you think, too, of the teams that you think might struggle. You know, the Luton might struggle again. Barnsley might struggle again. You think of the teams that come up. Some of them might struggle this season. They're going to be looking at Sheffield Wednesday and thinking, we've won 4 games more than them already before the season even starts.
Yeah.
That's got to give them a confidence boost.
Yeah.
You know?
100%.
Big trouble.
I honestly think Cardiff are going to win this one. 3-0.
3-0 to Cardiff? How much? 3-0 to Cardiff?
Yeah.
3-0 to Cardiff. I'll go for Sheffield Wednesday, 1-0. I don't know why, just to be different. Some would say different, some would say awkward. Huddersfield Town against Norwich City?
Norwich all day long.
So, yeah, I mean... They're looking at Carlin Grant as likely to leave West Brom. Have twice bid for him already. Mounier is wanted by St. Etienne, so they could lose both of their strikers. Pippa, the Spanish under 21 right back, looks like he's going to come in and join. They're going to need a striker in. They lost to Rochdale at home in the cup.
Yeah, that was a really bad result.
For Norwich, Kenny McLean signed a new 3-year deal. That was good. Jamal Lewis is off to Newcastle again. Newcastle's smashing the cash. About 15 million.
Left back, though, to be fair.
Yeah, they reckon about 15 million, which with add-ons could go up to about 20. Tough loss for Norwich to Luton. Weird game. 11 minutes goal was 0-0, and they ended up losing 3-1. So a lot of last minute goals. But that's the way it's going to be early when players are tired. I suppose you're going to get a lot of those last minute goals. Jerry already said Norwich all the way. Do we see anything other than a Norwich win here?
I think it might be a draw, to be honest.
A draw?
Especially considering that they lost the League Cup game.
Yeah. A score draw?
Yeah, 2-2. Yeah, 2-2.
2-2?
Yeah.
4-1 to Norwich.
4-1 to Norwich. Yeah, I think a big win for Norwich too. Their international players will be back, and I think they'll do well. I think a hammering for Huddersfield Town. I'm going to go 7-0 Norwich City.
Why not?
Won't happen, but that's what I'm going for.
You probably get massive odds at the bookies.
I know, don't encourage it to gambling, especially following my path. Millwall versus Stoke City. This could be a cracker as well.
Very unpredictable.
Cracker for sending offs.
they were talking, Millwall, manager during the week, that it seems a few players will have to leave before any come in because they just have a big squad. You know, and you can't have a massive squad in the... You need a big squad in the Championship, but not as big as theirs. A good win in the League Cup. They won 3-1 with Crawley. Malone scored. Smith, who's been a great servant for them, scored as well. Parrish is obviously away with Ireland, so he didn't get to make a debut for Millwall. But it's good to see Malone and Smith both scoring, especially since Smith is probably going to be their player that comes off the bench.
Yeah. It's a nice good win and a nice kind of get the ball rolling.
Yeah.
I suppose Stoke with their new signings, Jan Obi Mikel, who we all think I suppose is going to be Championship Player of the Year. You know, it's going to take time for those lads to settle in. They went through in the cup as well. They drew nil all, I think, with Blackpool and went through on penalties in the end. Millwall Stoke, where do we see this one?
Millwall, actually. I think 1-0 Millwall.
1-0 Millwall?
Yeah.
3-0 Stoke.
3-0 Stoke. And I'm going to go for, what do we go with? I'd say 3-2 to Millwall. I think a lot of goals in this one. But that's a banker nil all, I'd say. Preston against Swansea. Preston, a good win in the cup. Obviously, that was not yesterday, but earlier in the week. Scored, Barkhausen scored. They just need to be more consistent, really. I think we talked about it.
Yeah, they need to stop with their one win and then they lose two.
Yeah.
Swansea have had a bit of upheaval. Trevor Birch, who was great for them, has gone to Spurs to become director of football there. They've downgraded their academy, which is a cost-cutting measure, basically, so they won't be listed as elite, whatever it is. Anymore. Watford, as we mentioned earlier, are trying to sign their captain, Rhymes. Dion are trying to sign Sanilla from them. They're still hopeful Brewster will rejoin, but the word out of Liverpool this week doesn't seem that's 100%
good. Yeah, Klopp said he's going to give Brewster 6 months at least.
So that's not looking good for Swansea, and they got beaten 2-0 to Newport in the cup as well. Swansea looks like they're in a mess before the season starts.
Yeah. They really do look like they're in trouble.
So, how do we see this one going? You know, the guys coming back.
I think a Preston win.
A Preston win?
Yeah.
I think Preston, too. I think you could always back Preston for the first half of the season. They fall asleep the second half. So, I'd say Preston are good for accumulators. For the first 4 or 5 months of the season. I think Preston will kick off. They have a strong squad. And I hope to see Sean and Maguire do a bit of damage this year.
Perfect. And yourself, Phil? Preston 1-0. Preston.
Yeah.
And yourself, Jerry, same?
I'm going to say 2-0 to Preston.
2-0 Preston. I agree. I think 2-0 to Preston in this one. And, you know, we'll see. So the last game that we're going to go through is another kind of a classic, I suppose. In QPR against Nottingham Forest. QPR, bad result, losing to Plymouth. Eze and Hugel, both gone, like Hugel was there alone last season. They were their two top scorers from last season. Obviously, Dykes was away with Scotland. Scottish accent there, you know, from Melbourne, good part of Scotland, with his mad Australian accent. But he looking at him for, you know, with Livingston and with Scotland. Big, strong guy, but when you've lost two players like that, a lot of pressure on him. Bob Dickey comes in from Oxford, and they've also signed Tom Carroll, if you remember him. He's still 28 somehow, but he played with Spurs. He did. He was with Spurs, and he was also with Swansea in the Premier League. So he's played almost 100 Premier League games.
Feels like he's playing for about 20 years.
It does. He's still only 28, though. But he's a good signing if they can keep him fit and get him back to where he was when he was playing Premier League. Forrest, they lost Matty Cash, about 16 million, gone to Villa. Miguel Guerrero, who's 30 now, comes in from Olympiacos. He was with Ligan last season on loan there. He's played in the Europa League and the Champions League during his time at Atletico Madrid, but he's kind of gone downhill ever since those days. You know, he's not going to get you loads and loads of goals.
Yeah. But he'll get important goals.
He is, and what I like about him is he's up for a fight. He likes a bit of a fight as well. So I like players like that. He's gonna mix it with the defenders. They've been linked with Liverpool's Nat Phillips, and they'll probably be linked with probably everybody under the sun, to be honest with you, now that they've got the money from Matty Cash coming in. And as we said earlier, they lost to Barnsley in the cup. So how do we see that one going?
QPR, I think we QPR 2-1.
2-1 to QPR? Yourself, Jerry?
I'm going to say 1-0 QPR.
1-0 QPR, I have a feeling in a wave in here. I'm going to say 2-0 to Nottingham Forest.
Yeah.
For absolutely, you know, no reason other than I just think Dykes is going to take a few weeks to settle at QPR. But once he does, I'm sure he's going to get loads of goals for them. So I suppose that's it for this episode. Run through the games, you know. We'll see how our predictions come true. When we listen back to it, we'll be back again next week when we'll be looking ahead to the second round fixtures And I'm sure there'll be a lot more transfers, ins and outs, and we'll have a better idea of how the teams are after the first weekend of the season. So thanks, guys, for coming on and joining us.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Phil.
Thanks.
And we'll talk to you all again next week.